Hello, this is Austin Dewater, the author of Through the Realm Lies the Unforgotten Legacy. I'm here to talk about the differences between self-publishing and traditional publishing. And to be honest, there's really no difference. There's only one difference between both of them. Is one you pay to get your book published and the other one pays you to publish your book. Now, in some cases, they don't pay at all. Some cases they need the assurance that your book's gonna actually sell before they give you some money up front. But anyways, enough of that. I just want to say, just because you self-published doesn't make you any less better than the person that published traditionally. Some people self-publish because they are tired of waiting for a response from these traditional publishers to get back to them. Some of us self-publish, and then later on we find out that we had an email from a very popular publishing group like Panda Moon, Brown's Publishing, all those good ones. We find out we had an email all along that said that we were accepted, but yet we went ahead and paid money to get our book self-published. Now, through any process, like say if you were to go through Page Publishing or Exhibris, some of them you have to wait a couple weeks and they have to look it over and to make sure it's good enough to be published. So if you publish your book self-publishing and they said it passed the board and you're good enough to be published, therefore you are good enough to be traditionally published. Not everybody's going to have the same opinion. Not everybody's going to say yes to your book. But there's always a percentage out there that will say yes. So if you have the ability to sit down and write your book and you have the imagination to keep writing and to keep going with the flow, you have a gift and you have an artistic gift. The ability to write. Not everybody has that. Not everybody has the patience. The determination. So, if you feel like you're down because you went to self-publishing or you went a different route, don't be down on yourself because you're a published author no matter what. Because you went through with it. Even if you publish your book on Amazon and you do it that way, you're still a published author. You wrote a book, for crying out loud. Take pride in that. Take pride in the fact that you wrote a book. Take pride in the fact that you probably painted something that is very, very artistic and very interesting. And with painters, there's museums, painting art museums. Some people look at it and say, what's the point of that picture? But then other people look at it and they love the picture. So it's all in the taste of the consumer, really. Now, I write sci-fi, action, horror, and a little bit of romance involved in my books. It's an action-packed book. When someone says they don't like it, or someone says they do like it, I take a compliment pretty well. But at first, when some people that don't like violence, and they read my book, and they said they didn't really take to it, at first, yeah, I was offended, because it's my first book ever, and I was really down about it, and I stopped writing for a while, but I'm telling you, after a while, it didn't really matter to me, because I knew that there was fans out there of mine, and there was not fans. So, as long as I had at least one or two people, or a couple hundred people that liked my book, it didn't really matter what the rest of the world thought, because I already had people that liked the book. If someone likes the book, obviously it's a value. So, just remember that just because you went a different way doesn't mean that you are any less talented than the person that went traditional. Like, I got a children's book. It's called The Tale of Anna Lee and Her Magical Kitten, Diego. And this is a true story. And it's a children's book, and it's about anti-bullying. And a lot of schools love it. They'll love it around the whole world. They're gonna love it because it teaches kids about their first day of school and whatnot, and how to deal with a bully, what to do, what steps to take. It's okay to have an imaginary friend, and most importantly, it's okay to have a friend that's a dog, or a friend that's a cat, or any kind of other animal. So there's a lot of things you can do out there. Now, the encouragement and giving is because I've been doing these little things about my book and how I wrote a book, and now I want to turn it around and I want to help others. I want to help you guys. I want to give you guys encouragement to write your books, to give you guys encouragement to go further with your careers, to do what you want to do. Don't worry about my book. Don't worry about ordering anything from me. What you need to worry about is doing what you love to do. If you love what you do, that's all that matters. So, that's that. And I hope you guys have a good day.